All right, we're going to go now to Iowa. High stakes there for Democrats who will go to the polls tomorrow to pick a candidate to run against the state's Republican governor. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports the candidates are scrambling for votes.
With early voting underway and less than 2 weeks before the Iowa primary election, three women came forward. They accused one of the Democratic candidates for governor, state senator, and labor attorney Nate Bolton of sexual misconduct. The 38-year-old, who was seen as a rising star in the Democratic Party, suspended his campaign. Now the remaining five candidates are working to woo Bolton's supporters. Danny Homan is the president of the state's largest public sector union, which endorsed Bolton. He's disappointed, but not deterred.
I am going to do everything within my power to elect a Democrat governor of this state and every other elected office that we possibly can.
Nate Bolton, the first-term senator, has been a champion for union worker rights in the legislature. Homan says he'll now support whoever gets the nomination to take on Republican Governor Kim Reynolds.
Not necessarily because I believe in everything that they stand for, but because I believe in absolutely nothing that Kim Reynolds stands for.
Before Bolton dropped out, polls showed him as the most likely to pull ahead of the frontrunner, Fred Hubbell. He's a 67-year-old businessman. Hubbell has put over $2 million of his own dollars into his campaign and is massively outspending all of the other candidates. That's something one of his competitors, longtime Democratic operative John Norris, pointed out in a debate.
Fred told me before we even got in that I couldn't win because he's going to have all the money. Honest story.
But his wealth doesn't bother Felicia Hilton. She gathered with other Hubbell supporters outside the final debate.
If Fred Hubbell is willing to spend every dime that he has, in my opinion, to save Iowa from this radical, extreme Republican Party that we have right now, I'm all for it.
Republicans took over the state house last year, passing many conservative priorities, like gutting public sector union rights and passing the country's most restrictive abortion law. A judge last week temporarily blocked that one. While walking into that final debate, Hubbell tells me the state's a mess.
I mean, we need to fix the state. We need to turn it around and take it back where most Iowans want it.
Hubbell blames what he calls mismanagement on Governor Kim Reynolds. She's never been elected to the job. She was lieutenant governor and took over last year after President Trump tapped former Governor Terry Branstad to become the U.S. ambassador to China. Reynolds is unopposed in her primary and is running ads introducing herself to Iowans.
My husband and I used to wave goodbye in the driveway as we took turns leaving for work and watching the girls.
While campaigning at a Des Moines bar, one of the Democratic candidates, Kathy Glosson, meets with supporters. Glosson is a nurse and union leader who has a lot of support from Iowans who backed Bernie Sanders in 2016. She's calling for things like Medicare for all and stricter gun control. Glosson says her opponents are not being bold enough.
They think by staying in the center and doing status quo politics as usual is how to beat her. It's absolutely not the way to beat her because Democrats have lost 11 out of last 14 governor's races by doing that.
Betty Salmon, a retired teacher, thinks Glosson would win in a matchup against Reynolds.
I think she's trying to make up for a lot of lost years that we've been sitting on the fence and not really addressing the problems that have been building up to this point.
And if Democrats can't take over the governor's mansion, the party will face even bigger problems in gaining back the ground they've lost in the last decade. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.